This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The word you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. You have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I consider another session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, yes, somebody made comment that I bounce around a lot during the show. It's because I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Excited to let you know what's going on. Excited to share with you the craziness that's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me after this, after the break. And I know you guys love what he's on. I love what he's on with me, too. So, but listen to him. You know, yesterday, and again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm pounding on the guy, because I'm really not. But on Newsmax TV, Schnitzfeld, is that his name? God, I knew I was going to screw this up. Anyway, he's talking about Caitlyn Jenner and how if the religious right or if the religious people could just get past that. Now, he's a good guy, so don't take this the wrong way. And he, I don't say flippantly, but I don't think he really understands that the evangelicals, that the Christians feel like they've been pounded on long enough. And you always tell us just to put aside our feelings. Actually, it's not even our feelings. Put aside our belief system for the sake of. But we don't believe that. I mean, if your principles are your principles, you don't back off your principles. Right? No matter what. So it's not a matter of Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, Jenner, whatever, us getting past that. I mean, at the simplest level for a Christian, God made male and female. So let's start off there. All right? And when we get past, I mean, it's like, so you want to change that, right? You want to change. So if your DNA says you're this, but you've decided you're not, I'm sorry, which one is correct? Because if it's always about what you think or what you believe something is, the chaos is just going to get worse. Like some of these young kids who've never been there, don't know, haven't talked to anybody about communism and socialism. They don't know what it's all about. And yet they want to embrace it. So to think that the best shot for us is Caitlyn Jenner because he's a transgender is wrong. We're back to identity politics. We're back to, you know, is an African-American woman better than whatever? Is that what we're going to do? And then what are you going to have a battle? What if an African-American woman does step up for the position? A conservative African-American woman. Then what? Do we put her second behind Jenner because, well, you've got a transgender running? How'd that work out for us with Schwarzenegger? Didn't, did it? And then you heard that Jenner came out and said, basically, it is wrong, it's unfair for you know, biologically born boys, transgenders, to compete in girls' sports. Physically, medically, mentally wrong. Now, this was the poster child for the left, right? This is the poster child for the transgenders, according to the left. And now Joy Reid is having a fit over it. Here she is, a black woman. What right does she have to tell a transgender what they should feel, how they should feel, what they should say? Well, apparently, if you're a Democrat and you're in the media, you are the end-all, catch-all, be-all. So Joy Reid agreed with a transgender activist guest who slammed Caitlyn Jenner as a hypocrite. So, let me see. Because Jenner's had the operation, what's hypocritical about it? No, really, seriously, what is hypocritical about it? Jenner made his money, her fame, as a male on male sports. Transgender activist Charlotte Clymer called Jenner, who recently announced announced for the governor's run, someone who panders, a hypocrite. Why are you pandering if you take a stance on something? I mean, Democrats do it all the time. They never get called out for it. Look at Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. We're going to put you all back in chains. All of a sudden, Hillary has the black head nod, if you would, going. The black cadence, if you would, going. And those aren't my words, so don't talk to me about racism. All right? I mean, all of a sudden, her whole posture changes when she's talking to a black group. Same thing with Joe Biden. And now they're calling Jenner a hateful person who has no problem attacking trans people. It's just dumb. Just dumber than dumb. Right? So Clymer made the comments on an NBC a few days back when Jenner announced about the not allowing transgender athletes. They've got to compete in the sports of the gender they were born in. And it's a question of fairness. It's a question of science, settled science, to be frank. But they don't want it settled, but it's them. Did you ever notice that? I love it. It's great. It's so them. It's perfect. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me. Years ago, Xander used to be known as the queen of all of New York media, which I got the biggest kick out of. Anyhow, I am your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences. experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying televisions.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. You didn't know it was that hit, huh? Joe Messina, host, listener, real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, you heard me say it. It's a hip. Although, I know that's like an old term. But, you know, the guy that's really hip, we're going to bring him on right now. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me from across the pond, as they used to say. I'm pretty hip, don't you think, Xander? You know?
Broken hip, maybe, Joe, but, you know.
I'm sorry.
Go there.
I can't hear you. We've lost our connection.
But thank you for having me, Mr. Messina. It's always a pleasure.
Always a lot of fun. You know, I mean, you are not only steeped in the political world, but you're steeped in a world that I know nothing about, which is that...
Absolutely.
A lot. I don't know anything about. But the entertainment world always eludes me to no end. These people, self-absorbed people, think they've got all the answers. Because they've got money. You know, of course they have the answers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, it just goes to show, doesn't it? You know, money can't buy you brain. I mean, you know, please.
Isn't it interesting that there's a group that consistently speaks out against the elite, and apparently they have no mirrors in the house. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're the elite. They're the ones that are you know, telling us how to live our lives, what our moral values should be. People who can't stay married for 3 years at a time.
I think we should adopt some of their principles and philosophies, though, because they tell everybody what they are. So, you know, I'm going to start telling people I'm thin, and then they might believe it, you know?
Yeah, it is always anything on the Markle front. I mean, you know, I hear she wrote a children's book about relationships between fathers and sons, and I'm thinking, is she a trans? I mean, how did she get to write that?
Be careful, because well, she'll sue you.
Let's just be honest about it, right? If I speak about female issues on the show, they come unglued. I have no right, because I don't have a uterus or something, right? But they have no problem speaking to it.
Is it kind of like this ideology from the left where they say that I can't talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus?
Right.
When, you know, the fact that the male fetuses are aborted every single day.
See?
You know, and I can't speak for them. So I guess it's kind of similar to that. I mean, I didn't know Markle could read, let alone write. I mean, I want to like her. I really do. I don't want to be mean, but it's just so easy with her. And you would think that with the benefits that she's had, you know, from joining the royal family, she'd just shut the hell up and you know, be a little less whatever it is she's trying to be. And I don't want her to be like Kate. I want her to just be a reasonable person. And is that too much to ask? Because I don't think she is very reasonable. You know, one of the examples of that is that apparently none of the grandchildren of the Queen are given titles. They don't get HRH. None of the great grandchildren do, but the grandchildren do. So why should their kid get it if none of the others do?
Well, I find it interesting. I think she wants all the all the accolades. She wants all the attention. You saw her when she was out with her honey, different places, and you know, here they are speaking with him. He's the royalness. She's just the entertainment.
Yeah, she's the Hollywood bit part actress that was in, what was it called? I can't even remember what it was called. I mean, her part was that insignificant.
Oh, there was
people here have said to me, oh, you know, you must have, Suits, that's what it was called. People have said, oh, Xander, when you lived in America, you must have watched Suits. Do you remember Meghan Markle? And I remember we used to call her unremarkable, because she wasn't really that. I don't know. If I'm being mean, then tell me, but.
No, you're
I don't
not
think
being,
she's
listen,
that good
you're
an
not
actress.
Being mean. You're being real. I mean, think about
right.
it. She, what impression did she leave on anybody to speak of? Right? All right.
We'll save that
I'm
for
sorry.
Another show.
Yeah, we'll save that because we could have a
yeah, because we do have guidelines to stick to. Your fault. You lead us in that direction, and then I'm like, no, got to be good.
Yeah, so we haven't spoken since Joey V's sleeper speech.
Wasn't that hilarious?
I have a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Joey could do the same book, right? Ramblings
yeah,
of a Senile
left,
Old Sailor
left-wing.
Or something like
yeah.
that. Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know, the thing, the, you know, the thing, the, anyway, move on.
I had every intention of playing that for a while on the show. You know, playing the night he did the speech. And I couldn't get through 7 minutes of it. There were so many lies in a 7 minute period that I had pretty much. I thought, I can't do this.
But don't you think it's amazing that people on the left are saying you're not allowed to comment on it because you're being mean? But surely one of the basic functions of being the president of the United States should be able to give a speech. I am not the president of the United States, and I am not a politician. However, if you ask me to come and speak at your function, I will be able to do that coherently and stay awake.
You know?
Yes. And the fact that they were Nancy Pelosi, there was somebody, I can't remember the guy's name, she was going to fine him for coming in without a mask on.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. She should be fine for not having enough pollen grip in her mouth, but she
is the gift that keeps on giving to that woman, isn't she? I mean, when you think about it, I saw this picture the other day of there was her, there was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, what has America come to? You have a drunken lush, you know, someone that's got to the top with nefarious activities. I know I'm not talking about Joe yet, but then Joe Biden, who can't even string a sentence together. Yep. What has America come to? Is this the best we got?
Didn't you just use, like, I think they call it a double entendre when you, you know, when you're talking about Harris and said she got to the top, but we can talk about that.
Joe, can you stop this, please? Because I don't want to upset the sponsors. I want my check not to bounce, please. God.
There's just so much to play with here. And it's gotten to the point, I think, that they're so empowered with themselves that they just throw it out there right in front of you. They're adding $6 trillion to the bottom line. And they got on Donald Trump about, you know, all of a sudden they found budget numbers when Donald was in office. But now that they're in office, budgets don't matter. You notice that?
Oh, come on. Donald Trump was mean. What are you talking about? Oh, it doesn't matter how fiscally beneficial his policies were. He was mean.
Yeah, whatever. All right, we gotta go for a break. Joe Messina, hey, when we come back, we're going to discuss, did you know that having babies today is environmental terrorism? That's right. Hey, you know what? I'm woke every day. I'm just so enlightened by these people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on TCN Live.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization in order to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will also work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution globally as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. and two American tourists have been found guilty of murdering an Italian police officer in Rome and have been sentenced to life in prison. The pair, who were 18 and 19 at the time of the killing, admitted to stabbing the officer, claiming self-defense, and that they believed the officer, who was not in uniform at the time, was out to get them. The pair from California received the harshest penalty allowed under Italian law and will be eligible for parole after 21 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always a pleasure. You know, I always wanted to walk out on stage someday and have exactly that. Have, like, you know, one of the big bands with the all of brass and what have you. I like that old classy style. Now, I could say, you know, speaking of old classy style, but he's not old, but he is classy. Oh. Xander Gibbs, George. Well, what are you like, 35 again for the 10th time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm 50 and fabulous, Joe. You're such a slossy where you really are. See, I could have said when you're walking on the stage, I could have said you mean when you're going to sweep it, you know. But I didn't. I was restrained.
Yes. I appreciate that very much. Anyhow. Always
so can I just say before we move on, I was joking about President Trump being mean because I am one of his most avid supporters. So don't write and tell me how mean I am for saying that the president was mean because I'm a comedian.
Oh, God. Would people,
glad we cleared that up.
You know, I love these people saying, I couldn't vote for him because of the way he was. I go, all right, well, good. I'm glad you voted the guy that's willing to kill babies, that's willing to up your taxes something fierce, that's willing to put your great-grandchildren another $6 trillion in debt and climbing. He has created more debt in a 90- or 100-day period, frankly, than Trump and even Obama was on track to do.
And this is before we even get to Hunter's new job. What was it? Someone called me and said to me the other day, did you hear about Hunter's new job?
Yes.
And it's an ambassador of fake news. So not only did he get a job with a gas company with no experience, you know, getting thousands of dollars per year. Now he's, am I right? Is he an ambassador
for
fake news?
No.
I mean, is he making sure it happens?
He got a job at a college.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, that's a great example, isn't it? You know, imagine what the advertisement said.
Oh,
you know, must have own teeth and had them replaced recently. Must be able to snort cocaine off a hooker's blouse.
Must bring your own. Bring your own pipe. I mean,
seriously. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why would you want that association? I mean, to me, that is disgusting. I mean, say what you like about Donald Trump's kids, but at least they have been solid members of the community that have worked, you know, run companies, even the daughter, you know, she's got her own companies that they're all kind of like squeaky clean compared to, you know, to him.
Yeah.
Even his, When his brother died, he slept with the wife. I mean...
Well, no. Come on. In all fairness, he was just comforting her.
Oh, please. Is this a liberalization of the facts, Joe?
We should never be involved in somebody's personal life, except if it's Donald Trump and he talks about grabbing women the wrong way. I mean, then we're totally involved in his personal life.
Yeah, right? Of course, because it's mean. You know, I have to say about that incident, and I'm sure you would agree with this, right? I'm a guy, and I've had conversations with people about what I would purport to be. What's the polite word for it? Assignations, whatever you want to call it. But everyone exaggerates a little bit, and especially when you're in the company of like-minded people, you do that. So why can't you do that in a private situation with the expectation of it not being recorded and shared with other people? I mean,
you and I are in a business that we're always on guard to a degree, right? We know that people are looking for you to say something. You know, you and I have known each other for years. You know what people love to do to me. And I would say the same thing. They pushed me into a point where I don't care anymore, because no matter what I say or how I say it,
you can't
find a way to twist it, right?
Yeah. So have you still got your Goat Lives Matter t-shirt or not?
That's a great idea. You remember that old commercial?
I want to cut.
Remember that old commercial, Where's the Beef? Where's the Beef?
Yeah.
Right?
Where's the goat?
Where's the goat? What do you think?
Those in the know will know, but we're not going to go there today, are we?
No, sure? I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. That I'm going to have a lot of fun with that. I'm sorry.
Can you actually do me a favor? Can you wake me up when we get back to some normality on this planet? Because it's like I went to sleep before the election, thinking that President Trump was going to have another 4 years and he was going to take the United States into a further economic incline and we're all going to be benefiting from it. And then I woke up and they've put this, you know, dementing old idiot in the highest official capacity in the land, and the world has gone mad.
You know, I was talking about this last night, which I think is hilarious. The Democrats always talk about how above board they are, how transparent they are, how honest they are. They are fighting tooth and nail to stop this Arizona, and it's not even a recount. They're validating the votes, and they have cameras from every angle. Anybody can hop on and watch. They have three watchers at every table, okay? They've got people walking around within feet of every table, drifters, whatever they're called, watching over what's going on. And they're calling this a fraud. These are the same people that taped cardboard up a window so you couldn't see them counting. That
can you believe they did that?
Hello?
Where is the transparency? Isn't that alone illegal?
What?
Isn't that alone illegal to cover up the window so people can't see what's going on?
Yeah, remember Pennsylvania? We had judges that wouldn't get involved and say, hey, stop it. And one judge who did get involved and said, hey, take those signs down. You let those people look. They were totally ignored. The local police totally ignored the judge. So to sit there and say there are no irregularities, and what, you didn't have enough prune juice? What are we talking about? Because it wasn't the...
But didn't you know, Joe, it's okay to ignore the law and instructions from officers of the law if you disagree with them?
Yes.
You're missing it.
You have to be at the left. If you're at the left and you disagree with it and you don't do the law, you're okay. If you're on the right, you should be swiftly brought to jail, tarred, feathered, and quartered.
But isn't that discriminatory?
They don't care.
I don't even know why I'm arguing.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to bring logic to a table with the Twilight Zone, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
No, it is... It is beyond, it's just like the conversations you and I used to have when Obama was president. And everybody would say, well, it's illegal and it's unconstitutional. And I'd say, all right, so tell me who's bringing the handcuffs in. Who's bringing the charges and who's going to bring the handcuffs in and put Obama in handcuffs? Nobody. Nothing.
But don't you think after even 1 year of a Joe Biden presidency, they're going to be begging Donald Trump to come back? You know? I mean, already.
No, people,
Democrats are saying to me, Sandra, what did I do? I voted Democrat, and I'm, you know, I think one of the biggest things about how people judge how well a presidency is going about is how much money you have in your bank account. And people are worse off financially, even in just the few months that he's been the president. And that is astounding.
Yep. No, I'm totally on board with you. You know that. I'm 100%. You know, I look at this stuff and I look at what's going down and people. Now, we don't vote as informed people anymore. Now we vote on how we feel. Because I don't feel bad, right? I don't like the way he talks. And look at Joe Biden was one of the nastiest, you know, forgive me if you're a veteran. I love you guys. If you've been listening to the show, you know that. But he's like one of those old veterans sitting out on the front porch at a you know, corner store, screaming at people going by as they, you don't know what real war is like. You don't know, you know, and come over here. I'll kick your, I mean. You know what I'm saying? I mean that in a loving way, but you know what I mean.
Right? You lying duck-faced pony soldier.
Exactly. But Trump was the mean guy, right?
Yeah. But the most idiotic thing, I've said this to a lot of my black friends who voted for Joe Biden. How stupid do you have to be? And this is not about your race. This is about your stupidity.
Maybe.
If you're, as a black person, voting for someone who has been racist for the last 40 years and has tried to segregate your community, has put laws in place in order to put your people in jail for minor offenses, and his VP, you know, put it all into process.
Yeah.
So
the most
I'm astounded. How can you vote? Yeah. I'm just like,
you get what you vote for. All right.
You do.
Yeah. And we love capitalism here. We're going for a break. Joe Messina, your host, Andrew Keith, joins me after the break. Go grab a quick cup of coffee if you're on the other side of the pond. Go get some tea. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You know, Phil Robertson did a piece. I was doing it the other day on the show. He came out and he said, you know what America needs? More manliness. And he's one of the few guys that get away with that. But he's right. The left has so browbeat these young people for so long that they don't want to be known as men. You know, I mean, seriously, there's nothing wrong with being a man. There's nothing wrong with being a woman. I mean, it was the way it was laid out. You know, I love how you try to normalize, right? You try to normalize, what is it, if you've got a uterus but you feel like a man, you're a man, right? I mean, I could have a field day with this for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trans-Italian. I mean, I don't have any Italian heritage, but I feel like I should because I love pizza. So I'm going to call myself trans-Italian now. Hey, don't disagree with me. What are you, a hater?
it's just, by the way, the voice from beyond is Xander Gibb coming to us from across the pond. Always, Well, you know what? I'm glad you're across the pond because the next story is was published in the British Vogue. I don't even know what that is. the question is having a baby in 2021 pure environmental vandalism? The author suggests that people should consider the current climate emergency. Now, do you notice that they're no longer calling it climate change? We went from global cooling to global warming to climate change, and now it's a they can't even make up their mind, right? So
how dare you?
She said, what is this writer's name? You might know this person.
I was going to say, tell me the name so I can, you know,
Nell Frittle.
Never heard of her.
Well, so she's writing to one of these magazines. She claimed that before she got pregnant, as every woman does, she worried feverishly about the strain on the Earth's resources that another Western child would add. And I tell you what, you know, I could have a field day with this one, too. It's like, the lefties really sit around? This is kind of like, oh, before we have sex, I need to think about this. If I bring another child into this world, what's it going to do to the planet? I'm sure that's what every person who's had too much to drink on a Friday night is thinking about, right?
I don't know if it's okay to ask this, but have they never heard of contraception?
No, Xander, that was mean. You're expecting somebody else to take responsibility for their actions. How dare you?
Please. Where's my gun? I'm in England. I can't have a gun. Let's skip past that very quickly.
No. I'm not letting you get away with that easy. You in England? You were telling me during one of the breaks that stabbings are up like 8 million% or whatever it is.
Yeah,
right?
In London. Yeah, basically because Sadiq Khan, who is the current Sadiq Kant, as we like to call him, he's the current mayor, and it looks like he's probably going to be the mayor again after the mayoral elections. I hate that word. On Thursday. Because he's bought the same software as they used in the United States. And we all know that that works perfectly, don't we, Mr. Trump?
There are no issues with
that. But, you know, the thing is for me, it's like the mayor of any city should be kind of concentrating on getting the best for the people that live in that city. You know, it is common knowledge. I live in London. I'm speaking to you live from the nation's capital. And the thing is, at the end of the day, as a Londoner, I can vote in that election, and I don't want to vote for him. You know, he's made his money from suing the police, and then when he becomes the mayor, he closes down all of these police stations and takes police off the streets. You know, I think it's 45% increase in stabbings, and he expects people to vote for him and have more of the same. Absolutely not. But if I don't want to vote for him, apparently I'm racist because he's Asian. I don't care why he's racist. His policies are not good.
No, and to hear him speak at times, he did say something about the knife stabbings a couple of months back, and I never really went back to do a follow-up, but it almost sounded like he was saying that we need to do something about curtailing this by not allowing certain knives to be bought by regular people. And I'm thinking, well, a steak knife can't kill somebody?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would imagine that a general knife from fork set, if you pushed it in hard enough or you sharpened it up, it could be used as a weapon. But he also said, you know, because he said some really silly things. He said, if you live in, and I'm paraphrasing, so I do apologize, but he said, if you live in a major city, you should expect terror attacks. Why should we? We should have the level of protection from authorities where it's being, you know, there's a counter-terrorist operation going on. Not that we should expect it. I mean, what does that say to you? Someone living in the city.
I hate to be that general, but they're nuts.
Yeah, he's a leftist. I'm sorry, but the conservative guy is not much better as far as I'm concerned. You know, his name is Sean somebody or other. You know, his name will come to me. He's very forgettable. He was a youth worker, which obviously, you know, gives you the qualifications to run a city. I mean, Boris Johnson did it, so how hard can it be? But I'm politically orphaned, Joe. I don't know who to vote for. I don't know who I'm supporting, because obviously I can't support the Conservatives when we've got, you know, Boris Johnson allegedly getting donors to buy wallpaper for him for $897 a roll. Sorry, pounds a roll. 897 quid a roll, love. Well, I guess I'll ask them about that, and you can pay for it too.
Hey.
Allegedly.
Listen.
I have to say allegedly, because then he can't sue me. Who wants to come to that jail?
They've been there for a long time.
Help me, Joe, please.
It's just, you know what it is? My philosophy is that the left was always like this. It was like a bad rash just below the surface, right? But now it's come to the surface, and we have no way of, you know, pushing it back down again. Because they really believe they're right. They really, truly believe they're on a righteous path. You know,
I would disagree. I think there was an element which was a minority, but was always this, that. But it has, like any cancer or infestation, has grown. Yeah. And when you think about the Democrats of like 30 and 40 years ago, they weren't like these fools.
No.
I mean, right. I didn't agree with them politically, but they weren't like these people.
No, those Democrats truly would be Republicans today, if you think about it. You think about what they're good for.
Yeah, well,
you know.
Ta-da. You know, yep. The good thing about Democrats, though, because it's common knowledge, you know, I used to be a Democrat, don't hate me, but they do make good Republicans. They make good conservatives, and I guess I had to be a Democrat for a period of time in order to show the error of my ways.
God bless. So listen, some sad news. I think you should hear about. You should know about.
You're not buying dinner
yet. Yeah, no, I'm not buying dinner. Not on our budget. We actually are going to start having our guests provide dinner for me before they come on.
Please. I'm that pittance you pay me. Go on. Tell us the bad news.
No, listen. just so I insult everybody over in England, I have not had British fare. Yet that has been very tasty. Again, I grew up in an Italian household, so what does that tell you? Bill Gates, I don't know if you heard about this. Him and Melinda are splitting up. And I guess they've got to figure out a way to amicably, you know, split $130 billion.
Yeah, all those billions.
Yeah. You know, the first thing that came out, like Variety and a few of the other magazines here on this, and they had no prenup. Are you people for real? I mean, that woman beat her brains out just like he did, struggled just like he did, you know, to help build Microsoft, you know?
Yeah, 50-50. That's how it should be, without a doubt.
But the hilarious thing here, right, this is even more funny. The attorney that Bill Gates has hired is Warren Buffett's 97-year-old lawyer. Okay? Your Honor, the problem here is that she wouldn't wear a dress and stay pregnant for her whole life. She apparently couldn't find a kitchen, and that's not the best you can have in a wife. I don't think she should get
there's a joke there somewhere, isn't there, 97-year-old lawyer?
I mean, come on! What are they going to come in with, a real tablet and chisel? And seriously, parchment paper to write the... I mean, come on, the guy needs to go be with your grandchildren. You know what I mean?
Did you hear the reason they gave for the divorce, that they couldn't grow together anymore? I mean, respectfully, was that what they said? It was something like that. I mean,
you're showing me.
You know, you've been with Tammy some time. Are you still growing together, or do you just gel together
years,
like every other?
Yeah, we can't.
108, Tammy told me.
Feels like it.
So guys are not very good at remembering how long they've been in a relationship. But that's right. I just want to know what Bill Gates' boyfriend thinks about it. I mean, that's the concern.
No.
Allegedly, I forgot. Allegedly.
He is definitely one of those stereotypical geeks, you know, techno geeks. Ugh. And I remember being up at Microsoft when he was around, and he just really didn't get it. I mean, his people around him had to tell him to change his clothes. People around him had to tell him to shower, to tell him to go home and, you know, get out of the office for a few hours. Seriously. That's how he was in the younger days. Just no consciousness of what was going on around him. So it was always fun to be up in that area. But I don't know. I mean, tell people where they can find you. You know, we start yakking away, and I lose track of time.
You can find me at some asylum somewhere in London.
No, you're already in it.
The way that things are going. No, I'm not there yet, but I am getting there. But you can find everything on zandrigib.com, and the show will be back this month if I can kind of get my head around the insanity that's going on in this world.
Joe Messina, your host. It's a pleasure to have Xander with us. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?